Welcome to the Fam Bam Podcast.
Hello guys, we're over here together and I have every single member from my Fam Bam. We're going to be talking about some of the difference between the 80s, 90s, 2000s and now. We're going to do a little debate, parents versus kids, and see what their opinion is on some of the subjects at hand. Some of them are going to be very sensitive subjects for you kids, so pay attention, listen, and go tell your parents your opinion, and maybe your parents will tell you theirs. All right, guys, so one of the biggest differences that I see between the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now is the use of cell phones. We're losing you kids to the technology.
Can't walk, can't talk, can't speak, can't do anything without texting or on the phone. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand how you do it.
I disagree because right now, as you can see, many parents use their phones a lot more than us kids nowadays.
How?
For work and also for everything else they really do.
So what you're saying is that you don't come home and spend 99.999999999% of the phone with tablets.
I disagree because I come home and I practice and I do stuff, and then when I have time, I use my phone.
But how do you practice?
How do you practice?
Let's talk about how you practice. So you practice on your phone, you pause your practice to text, and then you get on the phone again, and then you practice a little bit.
All right, guys, another important thing that I feel like is a big difference between the parents back in the 80s and even 90s, not so much 2000s, because I'm one of those, and now, is the fact that parents were a lot more strict with their kids than they are now.
I don't think so. I think that we were less stricter back then. We used to stay out at night. We didn't have to come home till the lights went down. We didn't have to sit out there or inside. We're mostly outside.
In that case, I will have to disagree because I feel like back in the day, if you talk back to your parents, you know, your mom will give you that look, that just by her giving you that look like, you knew what was going to happen, you know? I think that some of the kids over here understand that look that you can be given every once in a while, you know. I feel like back in the day, people's tolerance for you know, a lot of drama and tantrum was not as big as you see it now, you
That's
know.
That's so true.
Back in the day, you saw a kid throwing a fit at a supermarket or a store, and they got, you know,
you were raised up really quick, a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And that swatting. Came in.
You had to come to Jesus meeting right then and there, whatever you were at. What do you guys think? Do you guys think we should bring back some of those strict, strict rules that we had back in the day?
No, I disagree because I think parents nowadays are more strict because, like, you are very strict on us too. And we always have to ask you for, like, permission, or we depend on you the most. We always want your opinion on things to see if we're doing things right or wrong, because we really depend on you a lot.
Back to the point that you were saying about us being strict, or your mom being strict, what do you see about other parents being strict? Do you see that?
Yes, I also see that many other kids also ask their parents for permission to do things, and that they are also very dependable on their parents.
Do you see less kids, like, doing their own thing, like being out later without the parents knowing, or because they're working two jobs or four or whatever jobs?
Yeah.
And you know what? I do tell you one thing. I do see that. I do see that kids depend now on parents a lot more, because I remember the back in the day, I mean, if you had to figure out the way home, you know, if your parents couldn't make it because they couldn't give you a ride or for whatever reason, you know, we were the type of kids that, you know, learned a little bit more. What do we do? I mean, what can I do right now? How do I figure it out?
How do I go home?
How do I walk home? You know, how do I make it home? Exactly. Right. We had to come up with ideas versus now a lot of you guys, I feel like you guys don't understand that sometimes struggle is what teaches you most of the things, you know, most of the ways of how to do things going forward. And you guys don't like to struggle. You guys depend on us. So one of the cons that I think this generation has is that you guys depend on us very much.
So, and it's our fault.
Exactly.
Because
it is our
fault. Held them too much.
Yeah, it is our fault.
Instead of letting them do their own thing.
And sometimes, you know, what we think is actually a good deed ends up being something that ends up hurting somebody else. You know, we do that to them because there were a lot of times where we didn't have the ability to do it. You know, we didn't have the ability to have all the things that they have. So now we try to change it, but it doesn't necessarily end up being a good thing, you know, at the end of the day. Another thing that I see a difference on now versus back in the day is obviously the selfies.
What about selfies?
Well, selfies in general, you know, now you see all these people like, and they become a cat, they become a panda bear and whatnot. You know, selfies are a big thing for you guys, you know?
But I see it more on the women's side taking more selfies than the guy's side.
I disagree, because if you were to go to The Rock's Instagram, you'd see a bunch of selfies and a bunch of pictures of him posting many things and getting many, many likes.
But The Rock is different. The Rock is a artist. He's a actor. He's, you know, an entertainer. So, yeah, he's going to have more selfies to bring his everything up of him.
Well, that's only different because he's famous.
Right.
Exactly.
So, but what about you guys? You guys ain't famous.
So, how does that make a difference?
So, how many times do you guys take selfies all day long? Singers are seen actually without computers.
Yeah.
And that is strange how pop does not. And I don't think pop actually is pop anymore. It's more like computer. And that's just the way I think.
But for kids, it might be something that they're like, what? I can see her face.
I disagree, because if you were to go to see BTS, you can actually see that they do not use green screens, nor do they use any computers or anything to change their voice. They
like
are
to
all
hear them
natural.
Go acapella.
I have a question for you, for somebody that's not all into the, you know, technology, social media. What is a green screen?
A green screen is a background that you can change to make it look like you're somewhere or someplace that you are not.
Oh, so that means I can be in Japan right now, Paris, London, Hong Kong, or whatever?
Yes.
That's a big difference between the 80s and 90s. If you were home, you were home. You had no way to log in or check in anywhere.
Go to other places where the technology isn't really advanced, we get together and we talk and we sit and we have fun and we go outside and play. When we do things that don't take our time on that electronic or technology or phone or computer, we actually spend time together.
All right, guys, and just to close, one final little topic that we want to talk about, going back to the cell phone usage. What is your opinion on it?
Well, I can't really answer that. I don't have a phone.
Thank you for listening to the Fan Bam.